This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fees.
Lucas, we got a look at August dairy product commercial disappearance last week, and cheese looked the best.
Yeah, it was another good month for cheese disappearance. Total cheese disappearance in August up 1.9%, and that was helped by demand both domestically here in the U.S. and by export demand. August total cheese utilization marked its strongest year-over-year gain since March. This data is always a little bit delayed here as we talk into mid-October, but, you know, it kind of helps to explain why cheese markets have seen pretty healthy seasonal rebound here into September and October. Over the past few weeks, both blocks and barrels, for the most part, remaining above that $2 per pound price point. In other products, some struggles in non-fat dry milk, total disappearance down 3%. That was driven by kind of a continuation of the trend that we've seen for the most part throughout, I guess, actually the entirety of this year. Exports continuing to struggle against a very firm 2021. So while exports are decent, I would say, it's still lower versus prior year.
But domestic use was up on powder.
Domestic use was up. It was the highest monthly total that we've seen so far this year. So I think as the price kind of started to tick lower into the summer, some domestic buyers stepping in a little bit to stock up on product there.
But butter did not look
Looking
so good.
Butter's been an interesting one on a year-to-date basis and into August. Usage a little bit lower. I think that's kind of driven by some hesitation about the very strong price. But overall, though, really firm usage expected into the end of the year. And when we look at the weaker production and how quickly stocks are declining, that has kept the butter price firmly supported, at least into mid-October here, setting yet another record high 2 weeks ago.
And isn't that the unsaid question as to how long will the butter stay in the clouds?
That is the question. I think the timing on that comes any day here. As soon as end users realize that they are good for supply into the holidays, or as soon as traders are maybe concerned about holding that last load of expensive butter, we might tumble pretty quickly here into November and December on price.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
It is natural to want to be successful, yet very few people can clearly define what success looks like for them. It can make it even harder to define success because there are many areas of life to apply that question to.
Understanding what success looks like for you helps you know what you should or shouldn't be working on. Imagine success being like a Velcro on a wall. If you throw something at it and it sticks, do it. If not, maybe it doesn't belong on your to-do list.
It is important to realize that success is almost never the result of an individual person. Success is almost always a team effort.
Some questions to reflect on. How do I define success for various areas of my life? Where have I had success, and who should I celebrate that with? Who can I add to my circle of influence to expand my success?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Dairy producers have until December 9th to sign up for dairy margin coverage for this coming year. USDA Radio's Rod Bain has more with FSA Deputy Administrator Scott Marlowe.
Now underway for dairy producers. Sign up for 2023 USDA dairy margin coverage.
The enrollment is open now through December 9th.
Farm Service Agency Deputy Administrator Scott Marlowe says improvements to coverage have been made over the past year.
The feed cost formula will pay for high-quality alfalfa hay.
There is also the second year of supplemental DMC available.
The supplemental DMC allows folks to align their payments more closely with their current production if it's changed, if they've had growth.
As it applies the calendar years 2021, 22, and 23. Online decision-making tools are available for dairy producers to calculate coverage at dmc.dairymarkets.org. More information about dairy margin coverage can be obtained through local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.